We are continuing Surah An'am. The verse I recited is verse number 94. And translation goes like that. And certainly you come to us alone as we created you at first. And you have left behind your backs all that we gave you. And we do not see with you your intercessors, those whom you imagined that they were in you the associates of Allah. Certainly the ties between you are cut off, and what you used to assert have gone away from you. Allahu Akbar. This is the condition when we die. When the condition we die and we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we leave everything behind, but we will come to Allah one to one. When you read Surah Maryam, Allah described, everybody will come to Allah alone. And he has to face Allah himself. We should always remember this situation, which is, that's why we should think about it. We'll go to Allah alone, and we have to deal with his question answering alone. This is very scary, and that's what Allah is talking about in this verse in Quran Hakim. And all the ties are gone, all what you had was behind our back, nothing goes with us except our amal and our own purity, if we had a pure soul. That's all goes, and there is no any associates with Allah, nobody intercessor will be there, but we have to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two kinds of intercessors. One intercessor Allah is mentioning here is the one who politics used to make intercessors, the small God, who they should think that they will just be the intercessor with God, which is Allah is talking about. Those intercessors will be gone, those polytheist idols. The only intercessor who will be helping us is with are the only Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are the prophets, Aimatareen, and martyrs, and they will also do intercession with the will of Allah, not by themselves, unless Allah agrees with the intercession Allah will do for any person in the universe. So everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maliki Yawmiddin, he is the master of the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. So we should always prepare for this day. This world deviates us all the time, and we get involved in so much, and we spend all our life collecting wealth and fame and everything, and our relations and ties, and I'm the big guy and I'm the leader, everything goes behind. It's all false. But aflaman dhakkahu, surely who purify himself has been successful rather than doing anything else, because we need to know that in the grave we'll be alone answering Munkar Nakir, and the judgment we'll be answering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all goes with us in the next universe. It is so scary, you know, if you think, we should think about it every day. Inna Allah faliqul habbe wa nawa, yukhrijul hayya min al mayyati, wa mukhrijul min al mayyati min al hayy. Dalikum Allah fa anna tu fakoon. Verily Allah is a splitter of the grain and the stone, means dead stone. He brings out the living from the dead, and he is the bringer of dead from the living. That is Allah. How then are you perverted? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah faliqul habbi wa nawa. He is the one who splits the grain and the stone from the stone, means dead stone, means from the fruit. He is the one who takes. And he brings out life from the dead and dead from the life. When we see the tree, from the tree, live tree, the dead seed comes out, and from the dead seed, the live tree comes out. Only Allah can do it. Nobody can do these things. فَأَنَّا تُفُقُونَ أَلَا ذَلِكُمَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكُمَ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّا تُفُقُونَ. This is your Lord. This is where is your Lord? See in our garden, our Lord. Where are you going? فَأَنَّا تُفُقُونَ. So where are you being perverted? What are you doing, Allah saying? You see me every day. فَالِقُ الْأَصْبَاحِ وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَقَمْرَ حُزْبَانًا ذَلِكُ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the cleaver of the daybreak. Falyakul isbahi. Daybreak. Cleaver of the daybreak. When you see in early morning, you see all dark, and you see a light coming. Breaking off, day comes out, you know, from the darkness. Falyakul isbahi. And he has made the night for the rest, and the sun and the moon for reckoning. This is the ordering of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Subhanallah. He is the one who breaks the daylight, and he is the one who made the night for the rest. And and sun and moon for the reckoning. See, we have a lunar month and lunar calendar and solar calendar, right? This calendar came from the movements of sun and moon. That's how we do reckoning of year and month. And that's what Allah is talking about. That these movements of sun and moon are the one which are making you make your counting of the calendars. This is Allah said, this is my ordering of who is and he chose his beautiful names, mighty and the knowing. You see, there's just Allah is in your garden, you Allah see come out in the morning, Allah is the one who moves sun and the moon. You see nur of Allah everywhere. That's why if we really ponder these verses, we see Allah's nur everywhere. Now more verses are coming for Allah's nur, you know, and Allah's tawheed. Yeah, so beautiful verses. They're all talking about Allah's tawheed. Now there is a hadith from Imam Radha alayhi salam, that indeed God made the night for sukoon, means for the calmness, and also made women for the sakan, means for the calmness. So Allah made night and women for calmness. This Allah's sign. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ نُجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ بَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا آيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. And it is He who has set for you the stars, that by them you might be guided in the darkness of the land and the sea. We have explained our signs for the people who know. These stars, you know, before, you know, now we have so many instruments, and maybe 100 years ago we made the compass, right? North, South, Pole. Before that even there was no compass. But people used to travel through the ships all over the world. Even before that, how? With the stars. Are they used to go to a desert journey? How? All these stars Allah appointed for the journey, you know. And how, we see just the stars, but if you ask scientists around the stars, how many more structures are involved? They'll say there are millions and trillions of things around there, just to guide us. This is Allah's plan. This is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much He's kind to us. He sends rain, He gives night, He gives day, He opens a seed. Everything Allah is doing for us. We do little for ourselves, most He does for us. We do only little, even for ourselves. He's beating our heart, digesting our food, breathing. Allah is doing everything. We do very little, and we talk so big about it. He do so much. He do so much. This is our curtains which we don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, this is for the people who know. Because there's a depth involved about this verse. The people who know about it, there's a lot of signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith that says that the meaning of stars also Ali Muhammad. Why Ali Muhammad? Because they were also, they are the guides. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ فَمُسْتَقَرَّهُمْ وَمُسْتَعَدَىٰ قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا آيَاتِ لِقَوْمِي يَفْقَهُونَ. And it is He who has produced you from one person. Then there is a place of sojourn and a provisional repository. We have explained our signs for a people who understand. Now, they are difficult vocabularies, sojourn and provisional repository. So I'll explain slowly, maybe, because it's difficult English. What is the meaning of that? So let me go in the verse first. It is you who has produced you from one person. Let's go part by part. Who's that one person? Adam alayhi salam. Allah saying that I produce all of you from Adam alayhi salam. Then there's a place for you for sojourn and a provisional repository. Sojourn means that the permanent place to stay. That's what I came to conclusion. And provisional repository means a place of temporary placement. So Allah made a permanent placement for us and a temporary stay. So what is mustaqarram is the permanent place. Mustada is temporary place. Now Mizan explained what is mustaqarram, what is mustada, what is permanent place and what is temporary place. Permanent place is when we are born and we are in this land, this is our permanent place. And what is the temporary placement? It is when we are in the form of, we are in our parents' loins. We are not born, but we are there in their loins, as a form of genetic or sperm form. That's our temporary place. Then we come to here. So So that's what it's all about. Imam Qazi alayhi salam says that there is a deeper meaning behind that. What is temporary place and what is permanent place? Mustaqarram is when your faith is, till you die, your faith is there. It's called mustaqarram. Mustada is one when your faith is taken away. Because we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, we die as Muslim. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. We don't die but Muslim. This is the word, we should be mustaqarram. Because there are a lot of hadith at the end time and before Imam coming, a believer will go from his house with belief, come back at night without belief. وَنَا النَّقْلِ مِنْ تَلْقِي حَاقٍ وَانُوا دَانِيَةٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ مِنْ آنَابٍ وَزَيْتُونَ وَرُمَّانَ مُشْتَبِهٍ وَغَيْرِ مُتَشَابِهٍ اُنظُرْ إِلَىٰ ثَمَرِهِ إِذَا أَسْمَرْ وَيَنْعِي إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكُمْ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Such a beautiful verse describes about our gardens and so much detail about the gardens. How we see every day and we should see Noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these beautiful verses. I love this verse and he is the one who sends down water from the sky and thereby bring forth the shoots of every growing thing. Shoots of green. And from it brings forth green foliage from which we produce grains piled up. Grains piled up. Mutarakiba means grains piled up. Means you, when you see corn, you see all these grains in line, Allah is talking about. Mutarakiba. Piled up. And the palm tree of sheets of it come forth clusters with reach. Daniyat means with reach. Means Allah is talking about the palm tree clusters hanging down. Allah is describing so detail about those fruits. They are hanging down so you can within reach and pluck it. Because in Quran, palm trees are described in two ways. One is like a real regular palm tree, but this is the only place where I have seen is like hanging down trees that you can date, you can come go and pluck it. Allah is showing his blessings. Inshallah, paradise will be like that. In gardens of grapes, olives, and pomegranates, alike and unalike, look upon its fruit when it fructifies and ripens. Verily, there are signs in that for people who believe. What is the meaning of mushtabih wa ghayr mutashabih? Alike and not alike. Alike means they look alike, the fruits in the structure, but not alike in the taste. Everybody has different taste. There are a lot of narration in that paradise fruit, when we will go and eat them, they will look like the fruit from the earth, but their taste will be so different. We say, Alhamdulillah, may Allah make us taste paradise fruit. Inshallah, Allah. So, this verse is such a beautiful verse. Allah talking about how the rain falls from the sky and it gives life to all the kind of vegetation. It's not only vegetation, but every living creature. Even animals, human beings, everybody is in need of water. And Allah describes how the shoots comes out from the trees. How shoots comes out and green foliage comes out and grains piles up one after another. And you see these palm trees and these dates hanging down to your reach. And the gardens of grapes and olives and pomegranate. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Such a beautiful description of Jannat of this world. This is Jannah. Allah word used Jannah. Jannati min anabin. Jannati min anabin ka. That's a Jannat. And Jannat of this world, why can't we see the Jannat of next world? This is our lake of understanding. That's why Allah said, "Inna fi zalikum la'ayatan liqawmin yu'minun." These are the signs for the people who are believers. So when they see that, Allah said, when these fruits they ripen, look at them and ponder. "Inna fi zalikum la'ayatan liqawmin yu'minun." The signs for the one who are believers. So in this verse, Allah says "yu'minun" because to look on this garden is a simple thing; it's not difficult. So any believer can see that. Then he said "yafqahun" for the one when he said about mustaqara mustada. That was some difficult thing to understand. So Allah says for the people who have deep understanding, Allah used "yafqahun" in that verse. And then he used the word Ya'lamun in the verse of star which we read because it was people of understanding because it's not easy to understand star also. So Allah put different grades of things for different people of understanding. Please, Salman Salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. وخرقوا له بنين وبنات بغير علم سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون. And they set up the jinn associated with Allah while he created them, and they falsely attributed to him sons and daughters without knowledge. Glory be to Allah, and mighty exalted is he above and what they ascribe to him. Because what happened, polytheists, they said, they had a story that Allah got married to a jinn woman, and from that angels were born. That's kind of nonsense talks they did. And some said that, and there are verses in Quran about it, that polytheists to say that angels are the Allah's daughters. And then people of book started saying like Jesus is a son of God. Allah is talking about all these things. وَجَعَلُوا اللَّهِ شُرْكَ الْجِنَّةِ وَخَلَقُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ مَنِينَ بَنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ أَلْمِ. They have started making son and daughter for him without any knowledge. سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون. He is far exalted above what they describe. Allah saying, تَدِيَوْ سَمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُونُ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Divisor of heavens and earth. How can he have a child while there is not for him no concern, his wife. And he created everything and he is all knowing of all things. بَدِيَوْ سَمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. What is meaning of بَدِي? Aymat Arin explained, Badi is to make something without any previous model. Allah created everything which we see without previous model. He, Bada, you know, he starts himself as a new thing. Allah is talking about his Bada. Badi is Anna yakuna lahu waladu walam takuna lahu sahiba. How could he have a child when he doesn't have any wife? وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. See, to become a father, you have to have a wife, otherwise you cannot be called father. Allah is explaining, because you have to have a wife to become father, and another thing to be parent, that a child should come out of your body. That's the father, the motherhood. So Allah has nothing of this kind, Allah is explaining. So then how would you associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dalikum Allahu Rabbukum la ilaha illallah wa khaliqu kulli shay'in fa'budu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. Allah, after explaining all these signs, we saw in stars, we saw in your gardens, we saw in our creation, Allah talk about how my nur is, Allah says all that, and after that Allah says Dalikum Allahu Rabbukum la ilaha illallah khaliqu kulli shay'in fa'budu wa huwa ala kulli وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. سبحان اللہ. Allah explains so well. Only Allah can make these kind of verses. Oh, we just see the shine of and glory of these verses and we get so much emotion about it. That is Allah your Lord. There is no God, but He the creator of everything. Therefore, worship Him, for He is the guardian over all things. He is the guardian over all things. But He is not a guardian in the physical sense. That's why he explained in the next verse. He is not a guardian in physical, but in a higher sense. What he says, La tudrikul absaru wa huwa yudrikul absaru wa huwa latiful khabir. The eyes do not perceive him, but he perceives the eyes, and he is all subtle and all aware. What is latiful khabir? Latif is subtle. Subtle means something which is sharp and penetrates all over and goes, sees inward and outward. So, El Khabir is aware of everything. No eyes can perceive him, but he perceives eyes. Allah says. It's such a beautiful short verse, but so described so beautifully. So much fasahat balagat. So much fasahat balagat this verse. Now, eyes cannot see him, but he sees the eyes. So our eighth Imam says about this verse, that this is the objective meaning of absar is not the eyes of head, but is the eyes of your heart and the inside. Imam said that our eyes cannot perceive is not the meaning. We know our eyes cannot see him, but it's even our heart eyes cannot see him. Even our wisdom cannot comprehend him. That's why we, in Nahjul Balagha, when we read it, there are a lot of sermons of Imam Ali about Tawheed, and he explains he is above any imagination. What we imagine is not Allah, because he is above over that. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Aima Tahirin are the tafsir of Quran Hakim. They explain it so beautifully. Now, I'll raise some points from the Mizan. Zalikum Allah Rabbukum. They explained, so Mizan did a long discussion about Tawheed, and It goes like that in a short, that the, for every effect there is a cause. There will be no effect unless there is a cause. In anything in universe, for any effect to happen, there should be cause. So without cause, there is no effect. So when we go to the end point, we see that whatever there is an effect, when there is an effect, there should be cause on the top of that. So what is the end cause? The end cause should be the creator who is self-sustaining and who doesn't need any effect himself. Because he is self-sustaining God, who doesn't need effect, otherwise the chain will break. End chain will come to the self-sustaining cause. Self-sustaining cause who doesn't need any other cause to affect him. That is the argument. We see the universe, it is all in a different groups and different elements. You see the animal world different, and galaxies different, and botany different. But when you see all that, they are in different fields, but you see they are all organized by the God creator. You see that. There another thing. Now there is one more discussion, that we see goodness and evil in this world. So some people argue that then why there is so much evil if God is so good? Quran says God, everything good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where come the evil coming out? So God is the creator of our existence. We know that. But evil comes in a relative form. Evil comes in relative form. What we perceive, what we know, how we understand, how we react in society, that's how evil comes. One person could be guided and one could be evil. One could be a preacher and one could be a thief. It is subjective thing. It is not a God who did that. It's the you, how you perceive, how you did efforts and how you go forward. Like for instance, the marriage. Marriage and adultery. Biologically they are same acts, right? But one goes to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a marriage, and one adultery, the same act, which is that act is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that act which Khaliq created became in two different forms. One became marriage and one became adultery. Whose fault is this? This is a human fault. So the people who say that why we have evil if there is one God, the evil is because of our own relative sense. Like we have a gun. This gun can defend us, or this gun can become a person who can get innocently killed by that gun. Who is responsible? Another thing is that everything is created by God and everything is maintained by God. How it is maintained? That we have a life, and every creation has a lifespan, and after that it has to go away. Quran says everybody will be dying except the face of Allah. So if the thing was created by themselves, they will not call for their own death. Right? If I am created by myself, I would not like to die. Nobody wants to declare himself dead. That means that there is some power who make you die. Otherwise you will not decree your own death to yourself. So everybody is going towards God. Everybody is created by God and everybody is guided by God. In the we are every breathing, everything I do every day is by the grace and mercy of God every moment of our life. Otherwise we finish. The minute this mercy goes away, we finish. This is our Lord. Zalikum la rabbukum. Fa'abadu. Now we come to the that verse that Allah created night for the peace and rest. We know that night is being created for peace and rest, but 9th of Muharram in Karbala in year 60, children of Bani Hashim were not in peace. At night, all night they were crying, we are thirsty. Ali Asghar was not sleeping, he was crying in the cradle, and Sakina was crying. That was the thirst of Ahlul Bayt. Why Imam Hussein came to Karbala? You know, we read the first verse. وَلَقَدْ جِتُّمُنَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. He was Hujjat of Khuda. He knew that Muslims have been deviated. He said to the Ummah that you have been deviated and I am going to Karbala for Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar. What was Imam Hussain's worry? Imam Hussain's worry was that every Muslim is going to die and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The way Yazid is leading this Islam, and when they die, they will not be in good shape to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam said, I'll sacrifice my life for that dreadful day when they are going to meet their Lord. We read the verse, Zalikum Allah Rabbukum, that is your Lord. You know, Allah says in this Quran, Zalikum Allah Rabbukum, that's how your Lord is. And Imam made the tafsir of this verse by his life, how the Lord is. When Imam came to Karbala, before that he was going for Hajj, he changed Hajj to Umrah, but before that he read Dua-e Arafah. When we read Dua-e Arafah, that was the signature of Imam Hussein to show to Ummah that he is Hujjat Khuda. The way he described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zalikum la Rabbukum, the way he described, showed himself that nobody knew Allah at that time as Hujjat Khuda knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody did ibadat like Imam Fa'abadu. We read in the verse Fa'abadu, the ibadat like Imam Hussain at that time when he put his head in the sajda when Shimr was cutting his neck. Alhamdulillah.